He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are back from NAB, and I must tell you, it was quite an experience. Definitely the best NAB, the best broadcast that I have ever participated in. And I have set a new record. I haven't calculated out exactly what it is, but I did interviews every 15 minutes for 3.5 days. So that's a lot of interviews. So we're pretty proud of that. And the folks at LiveView were absolutely fantastic. Their equipment worked flawlessly, and a good time was had by everyone. So we got some other things that we're working on, and I'll tell you about that in some future episodes. We are on show number 350 right now. So thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? Thank you so much for watching the Gadget Professor show live from NAB. We had the most views that we've ever had. So it was really a very successful gig for sure. No question about that. Remember, you can always email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will definitely try to answer all the email. Today we have an interesting show. I want to just point out that if you've missed some of the NAB 2018 footage, you can actually go to our website, and we'll leave this up for another week or two, but you can actually go on the website. That would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can actually look on our website, and you'll actually see right here some of the feeds. So if you want to watch any part of the interviews that we did at NAB, it's pretty interesting stuff. You can just click on them here and watch them right off from the website. So that should be pretty cool, and I certainly appreciate you doing that. We'll have all these chopped up fairly soon, and they will actually go out on our YouTube channel, and there'll be more about that later on. Also, while you're on our webpage, I think it would be great if you subscribe to the show notes, and the show notes will be important pages. Right here it says newsletter, and if you just put your email address in right there, you will definitely get the show notes as soon as they are posted, which is typically Thursday night, sometimes Friday morning, such as the case today. Today we're going to look at a really cool gadget, and it is called the Z-Moto Pivot Camera. And this is the device right here. Very interesting device, and it comes with some great accessories, if you will. So it comes not only with the camera, but it comes with these two features here, which is actually two window locks or door locks. They're not locks, but they're basically magnetic, as you can see here. And when you put them together, they make the connection, and when they separate, they break the connection. And this router, which is essentially what it is, camera router, will sense that and sends you an alarm. So what can you do with this camera? Well, what we're going to do is we're actually going to watch the video from their webpage, and that will give you some good background information about what it actually does. So here's the webpage, and again, it's called Z-Moto, Z-M-O-D-O, and that's where you'll get all your information. And we're going to actually watch the video, so we'll click right here, and that should come up right now.
What makes a home a home? It's more than the design of the furniture or the pictures on the mantle. It's the experiences you've had and the experiences you will have. Those experiences are valuable, and now you can hold on to those memories, share them, and ensure that they are safe and secure. Z-Moto's Pivot is an all-in-one device for monitoring your home. It has a 360-degree motion sensor that detects movement anywhere in the room, then rotates the built-in camera, making sure you have an angle of what's going on. You can also control the camera from your smartphone. The footage from the camera is stored in the device, but it can also be saved to the cloud for increased protection. With built-in temperature and humidity, Pivot lets you know that everything's all right at home. Pivot also has two-way audio, allowing you to interact with people in your home while you're away.
Good, thanks.
Or use the built-in speaker to play music from your phone. And to ensure a place in your connected home, Pivot is a hub for connecting other smart devices. Pivot is the all-in-one solution for making sure you protect the moments that matter the most. Like the time Kyle aced his first board part. Or when you spilled the paint and liked the result. The time when Sir Lancelot looked way too adorable. All of the experiences you've had and the experiences you will have. Get the whole picture. Pivot by Zimodo.
So there you have it, a very interesting device to say the least, and it comes jam-packed with just a ton of features. Now, let's take a look at it close up here, and let's talk about some of those features. First of all, it comes with its own power pack, and this must be connected to the device at all times or it won't work. And they give you a fairly long cord here, no question about that. And, you know, it's nothing special, but you always want to use the power supply. There's no plug in here like a USB, but this is connected, and clearly you're going to plug this into the wall, okay? And then the back end of this is going to go on the reverse side of this, which is right here, and we're going to plug that in. Okay, so that's plugged in there, pretty simple, and then obviously we're going to plug this portion into the wall. And let's look at some of the unique features that come with this. On the top, you're going to see a flashing light. I have just plugged this in, and it's actually going to set itself. You can see the Pivot camera rotating back and forth. And right now, it's searching for the Wi-Fi signal, and it's actually resetting itself. So on the top, you have a flashing light, and the different colors indicate that it's either online or searching for the internet. Very simple to set up, and right now it's going to rotate again, as you can see there, and it's resetting itself, and when it's reset and finds the actual Wi-Fi signal, it will stop doing that. So there's a default setting, and let's say the default setting is right here. I'm making this up. Now I can put the camera facing me or facing you or wherever I want it, and I will leave it there. Now on the top, there is a touchpad, and that would be right here, and it's just like any other touchpad. Around here you'll see the light, and you may be able to see that lighting up, and the light is basically the status indicator. Now if you look at the front of the camera, if it will stop rotating for me, on the front of the camera you have some interesting things, obviously. You are going to have microphone, the HD camera, the light sensor, and also this is a Bluetooth speaker. So it's coming around once again. There it goes, and it will swing back the other way. So again, this is just acclimating itself to where it needs to be. On the front here, we can see very clearly that you have the infrared LED, and that's what does all the sensing. That would be right there. Underneath that, you're going to have the microphone, which is a very tiny, I don't even think you could see it, just a tiny dot that's there. You're also going to have the HD camera, and clearly that's right here where the lens is, right there, you can see that. And then last but not least, you have a light sensor. It's actually located right there, and again, it's tough to see. I'll try to turn this down. It's very glary, but that actually senses whether it's daytime or nighttime, so that's all good. This is a Bluetooth speaker, so you could configure very easily this to play from your iPhone or your Android system. It really doesn't matter. So setting this up is pretty simple, and essentially what you're going to do is you're going to download the Zimodo app, and it doesn't matter what type of tablet or smartphone you have, the Android system or the iPhone, and you're basically going to go and download the app. You'll turn the app on, and literally in seconds this will connect up. Now, one of the other features that this has, and it's wonderful, is actually built in to this device is a 16 megabyte memory. There's no card that you need. It comes automatically equipped with 16 Meg card. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so right now this is what the app will look like. I'm actually on my iPad, and this is essentially what you're going to see. I've connected clearly to the Wi-Fi, and I can go playback, away. There's all kinds of things, home, sleep, wake up. There's all different kinds of modes that I can put this in, which is nice. Right here, there's a live button, and if I click on the live button, so there's a picture of the studio, and I think you could see the left and the right buttons here, arrows here. So basically, I just put my finger on that, and that will pan for me left or right, and follow exactly what you're seeing. Now, I apparently have a very slow connection in the studio because the camera has already rotated, and I am not seeing that here on my iPad yet, and I'm not sure why. So, you know, I'm curious about that. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it's lag or it's just not working. I have a picture, but the picture is stationary. So I will have to go back and actually check and see if it's lagging or if indeed something is wrong. So here we are back in the studio, and essentially there was lag, which I don't like. I'm now hitting this button here to the left. You might see it blink on and off, and you could see the camera is definitely moving, but it's very, 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 very laggy, and I don't like that at all. I'm going to hit it 1, 2, 3 times, and there it goes. You'll see it's moving, and all the crazy colors are because I have all kinds of studio lights here, so that may be what that's about. But I'll tap it again 1, 2, 3, 4 times, and it's definitely moving. Before, when I was testing this out, I had held my thumb down on this arrow button, and it just went really smooth. So again, I don't know why it's lagging. I'll leave this up here for a second, and what I suspect will happen is you'll see this thing go whoosh like that, and there's definitely a lag, so it's not instant. And again, for a security camera, I don't know if I like that. So there it goes. It just spun around again real quick. It could be that the iPad is slow. It could be that the internet connection is slow. I just don't know. I'll test it out further. But this show is live. I bring it to you exactly like I see it. So let's take a look at the website. And here we go. This camera sells for $86.57 right now, and that includes these two switches here. So assuming there's no lag with the camera, and I will follow up next week. I'll let you know. I'll call the company. I have called them once this morning. They picked up immediately in English, so the support was good. I asked them a couple things about the resolution. So it has a lot of features. You can cover your entire space with the Pivot's wide-angle rotating 1080p camera with the 16 gigabit of built-in storage. You can record days of video without having to pay any additional fees. You can receive alerts on your phone when motion is detected. It will automatically spin when it detects motion because it's 360, and it will actually go to that. It will trigger the motion detection, and this has a humidity readout in it, and it also has a temperature readout in it, so that's nice. It has a Bluetooth speaker, that's nice. You also can push on the app to talk. It's just like an intercom, so you could push and talk remotely to the person, and they can talk back. So all these features are really great. It's password protected, 2.4 gigahertz of Wi-Fi, WPA and WPA2 encryption, full 3-year warranty. So it has all the cool things. It gives you the number for support right off the bat. So in general, it's a pretty cool camera at a very reasonable price, $87. You can probably buy this camera cheaper if you don't want to include the two sensors that come with it. So that's kind of up to you what you want to do with that. For the price point, it's great. It seems to work well. I definitely have to check out why the camera is lagging. I just don't know. I doubt it's anything that I've done. It could be my internet connection. I just don't know. I will find out. But assuming that it pans around like it should, it's a pretty good value for $86 and probably substantially less. Let's go into some apps of the day, and I know that's what everybody always likes to hear, my apps of the day for sure. And the first app is called Shoebox Receipt Tracker. This is a great app, folks. It's totally free. By the way, this is available both on the iPad or your iOS system and the Droid system. This is a very cool app. Shoebox is a no-brainer for anyone who needs to track their receipts, mileage, and business cards without the added pain of manually entering the data. This works really well, and you simply snap a picture with the camera and it will extract all the information. Same thing with the receipt. It will extract the total amount, the payment, the date, and it will also categorize your receipt. This is totally free, and as you can see, it has a tremendous amount of features, and you have subscriptions if you want, and it's $5 a month if you want to scan in more than 25 documents. I don't have that need, but the free app is pretty good, and it does do a great job of keeping track of everything. Now, the next app is very cool. I have two of them this week. Tandem Language Exchange, Speak Any Language. So what's cool about this is it's a free app, works on both the Android operating system and the iOS, but you can practice language with people across the world, and it's kind of neat. So more than a billion people worldwide are learning a foreign language. Don't miss out on speaking practice. Enter Tandem, the mobile community where you can practice with native speakers and learners anytime, anywhere. On Tandem, get this, you are matched with the language exchange partner who also has the app, so you can teach each other the words without having to leave wherever it is that you are. Pretty cool. You have 150 languages with more than 2,500 language combinations and over 1 million members. So I haven't tried it out, but it's pretty cool, and it will let you do audio calls, video calls, text chats, audio message, picture messages, text correction features, topic creation, and you can also get professional tutors if you want. But all right, our next app is called Duolingo, another language app, very fun app for sure. Join over 2 million learners on Duolingo, the most popular way to learn languages. It's free, it's fun, and it's effective. The secret, it feels like a game, and it makes sure that you stay motivated. It has over 30 languages to choose from right now, and it is totally free. All right, have you ever been on a flight and go a little stir crazy? I have all the time. This is an in-flight tracker and in-flight entertainment app. Right now, it's 100% free. Have you ever been on a flight and wanted to know more about where your flight was flying over, or where you were, what time you'll arrive, and the weather on your flight? If you have Inflyto, in-flight entertainer, flight tracking and moving map is designed for you. Now, a lot of the airplanes already have this, but this adds a whole nother layer of entertainment. It's highly accurate flight training technology. It gives you detailed information points as you're passing over the Grand Canyon or whatever. It has flight sharing ability, so you can share the updated schedule with whoever it is you want. Yes, you're going to need an internet connection, so kind of a weird app, but some of the flights offer free internet service, and some of them you pay for it, and some of them don't supply it at all. I must tell you, I fly frequently from West Coast to East Coast, and in general, the internet connections are really bad. Even if you pay for them, they're really bad. So here's a couple quick apps I'm going to give you if you want to cut the cord, and everybody wants to do that. So here's an app put out by ABC. There's one for NBC and CBS, but this is a brand new app where you can listen to the world and U.S. news totally free. This will be in the show notes. Guess what? Here it is up on the big web. So you have CBS, you have ABC, and you have NBC. So all three of these major stations will have a brand new app that will let you listen to the news updated totally free. If you want some really cool apps, this one is called Philo. Relatively new redesign for this app, but there's 45 channels available with this. Philo has a TV you love and an app, and you're going to like watching it. So this is good for up to three devices, so you can have two tablets and a phone or whatever combination that you want. It gets pretty good reviews in terms of stars, four to five stars, and there's a lot of things that this actually provides you, and there are free subscriptions and there are paid subscriptions, so you may want to check that out. And then the last app, because I always like to throw in a photo app today, is called Photo Editor by Avery. This is a very cool app. If you want to load one app on your phone to make your pictures look really cool, to be able to edit them and just in general have some fun, I like this Photo Editor by Avery. This will allow you to pretty much do anything that you want to your photo. You can increase the exposure. You can create special effects. It will give you a lot of presets. And in general, it's a very nice app. And I think that you will definitely enjoy it. And all these apps are free. And today, all the apps are available, as you know, on both platforms. So that's all pretty good. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. As soon as I sign off, which is going to be in 10 seconds, I am going to call the folks at Zumoto and say, hey, everything's working fine with this camera, but unfortunately, the lag is horrible. Is it me, or is it the internet connection, or what's going on? And I'll report back to you next week. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Gadget Professor. See everyone next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.